Governor Phil Murphy on the Newsline. Governor, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Paul. How are you holding up?
I'm doing fine. I wanted to begin by asking you about the situation with your close call. I understand that you have been taking tests for COVID. Are you continuing to test negative? And how many of these have you had, Governor?
I had four in the space of 1 week, one of which was a regular one that I do as a, just as a matter of course. The other three were taken just out of extreme and out of an abundance, as they say, of caution. I had been notified that I was in the general area of somebody who ultimately later on tested positive. So we took ourselves off the field for a few days, got tested, thank God, all four negative. My wife had three in a row negative. We're still being careful, though, Paul. We're not, you know, we're doing as much as we can virtually. This thing is still raging. The numbers are up like they are in a lot of places, and we're doing, you know, we're trying to be as careful as we can. I had some health challenges in March, so I want to, at a personal level, make sure I'm not just setting the right tone as a leader, but also taking care to make sure I'm not putting myself in harm's way.
Our understanding of this incident in Hoboken, that it was an outdoor event and people were wearing masks and I guess doing what they had to do. So you were doing this by the rules and yet you still have this scare. Does this make you second guess what we're doing so far and maybe thinking about maybe some stronger things?
No, we took, you know, as they say, out of an abundance of caution. The playbook, the CDC playbook, did not suggest that I had an exposure that warranted the full-blown response. But as I mentioned, I had cancer in my kidney in early March, and I don't want to, not just as a leader in doing the right thing and trying to set the right example, I don't want to put myself in harm's way. And I said at the time, Paul, I said, I can't ask that President Trump and his team, when they knew they were exposed to Hope Hicks and still got on the helicopter and came to New Jersey for a fundraiser, I can't make the case strongly they shouldn't have done that, and at the same time that I would sit there at an event or still keep a schedule that was normal, and I had pulled myself off the field.
It's kind of heartbreaking to see what's happening in Newark right now, especially that a lot of this seems to be coming down to the Ironbound, which is a real treasure in New York culture and New Jersey culture and lore.
Yep.
How about the rules that are there? When you take a look at Newark and what has happened, do you think that's going to happen elsewhere in the state? And what is being done right now in Newark, is that something you might implement in a wider area?
Yeah, it's in fact happening elsewhere in the state. Newark's numbers are high. Essex County, which is the county in which it sits, are high, but so are many other counties. In fact, Paul, the big numbers these days are back to the same six or so counties that are in the, you know, the metro New York reality. Listen, we had a flare-up in Lakewood several weeks ago. We exercised a playbook there, more scalpel than sledgehammer, and it appears to have worked. So that's plussing up testing, tracing, enforcement, working with the community. We're largely using the similar playbook with Mayor Baraka, who is outstanding in Newark. He's taken a couple of steps on the margins that are even further than that. We're also using our bullhorn in multiple languages, including, as you rightfully point out, the East Ward is a treasure, and it's got a big Portuguese-American legacy and community and heritage, and that's a language that we're also putting through our bullhorn. So we hope that that same playbook will work there and will work on other places.
You have an ambitious plan to make a vaccine available once one is finally put out. Are you going to be able to convince everyone to go ahead and do this? Because there's a feeling that there's going to be some reluctance to be first in line for this.
Yeah. The answer is I hope so, and we're going to do everything we can, and we won't wait for the vaccine to begin that communication. We've got a very – it's a minority, but it's a very well-organized and very vocal anti-vaccination community in our state like we have in around the country. So that's sort of a baseline, and then you throw on top of this the pandemic. All I can say is we're not going to we're going to make sure not just that we're satisfied with the federal and private sector hoops that have gone through and assessments that have been made, but we're going to do our own in New Jersey, and we will, if we stand up and say this is safe, it works, and we need you to do it, we will not say that unless we are completely convinced it is, and I hope with that conviction we can convince folks to take it.
Moving on to Election Day, the paperwork is coming in. Are you convinced that these local election counters, these local agencies and such, have what they need? Are they going to be able to get the job done?
I do. We've got an extraordinary response. We have, I think, something like 69% of the entire vote from 2016 already returned to our county clerks. And your question's a good one. So everyone got a ballot, and you have a bunch of choices. You can mail it in. You can drop it at a secure box. You can hand it to your county clerk. You can hand it to a poll worker on election day. Or if you don't do any of that, you can show up and vote on election day. And we've asked each of our counties to have 50% capacity, and each municipality have at least one location. We think that, plus extra manpower, extra scanning machines, we think that combination will get the trick done.
Have you heard from any of the locals maybe asking for some more help from the state? Are there any areas in New Jersey of concern?
I'd say at the moment, no, but that's not to say that the county clerks are not all busy, and they're working really hard. And we allowed the count to begin 10 days before Election Day, so that started on Saturday. And our Secretary of State, who's outstanding, who oversees elections, is in constant touch with the 21 county clerks. And that's not to say they're not really busy, but they are. But we've got a good level of communication, and we've got resources for them if they need it.
Final question, 1 week till Election Day. What's your state of mind on this? Are you concerned about how it's going to go, what's going to happen in the aftermath? And what are you telling people in New Jersey who are thinking things could take an ugly turn?
I sure hope they don't, Paul. I mean, I hope everyone here does the right thing, win, lose, or draw. So my plea number one is to vote. I don't care who you vote for, but make sure you don't sit this one out. There's too much at stake. And secondly, I'm a big believer in not just our nation, which is the greatest on earth, albeit not perfect, but the greatest nation on earth. I'm also a big believer in our institutions. And I'm a big believer that across the aisle, regardless who wins next Tuesday, that there will be a coming together, and there will be either an extension of the current president's presidency, or there'll be a peaceful transition of power. I'm an optimist. I don't take it for granted, but I'm an optimist. We are America. We've done this throughout our history. There's no reason we can't do it again.
Governor Phil Murphy, you sound great. We're glad to hear that you're still having these negative tests coming back as you wait this out. We expect to see you back, the next couple of days you'll be back out on the public?
Yeah, I'm hoping by the end of the week, Paul, I'll get out there and do something. And in the meantime, a lot of folks have reached out, and I want to thank them for their prayers and thinking of me.
We appreciate your time, Governor. Great to talk to you, as always.
Likewise, Paul. Take care of yourself.